When she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
With Black Vibe Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and are listening to the Black Vibe Reality podcast. I am here with Chelsea, our winner of Big Brother 26. Hi,
yes,
Chelsea.
Hello, such an honor to be here.
My first question for you is that you modeled your game after Taylor, Davon, and Jag, you said in a previous interview. You also ended up having a perfect game, meaning no eviction votes and winning with all of our jury votes. So sorry. And that's in company with Dan Giesling and Cody Calafiore. Obviously, we look very different from them. And we've been having some different winners. So how does it feel now having your name next to Dan and Cody in that way?
I mean, Dan and Cody, we all know, are legends in this game. And so to be the only a woman, let alone Black woman, in this position is not even what I was aiming for. So it's pretty cool that I found out that statistic when I got out of here. Like, oh my gosh, that's great. I look up to these guys as legends that people like honor when they think about Big Brother. So that's crazy to me. I'm just as shocked as anybody else.
Yeah. And you also set a record for HOH wins. And you know, when it comes to winning competitions, some people get to a point on a reality show that they're like, maybe this is too many and I need to pull back to lower my threat level. That didn't seem to be a problem for you, and you were very confident it wouldn't be a problem for you. So can you talk a little bit about your mindset around your wins?
Yeah, my wins is I want it to be calculated on the timing of my wins. As I got towards the end, I always wanted to make sure that Mackenzie had more wins than I did, because people viewed her as a comp threat, and she would always be option number one over me to be evicted if anybody else was trying to take a shot. So when it came to the last few vetoes, when it came to the very last veto, that was one I was like, I don't want to get extra blood on my hands, send somebody to jury in front of their face. It's a move that I don't need. I'm in the final three. I don't need to make that move. That's somebody else can. And so I was calculated with my wins. And the timing of it. But I always made sure, as long as there was somebody else who had more than me, I was fine.
Okay, that makes sense. You used the word diamond to describe your game in front of the jury, and you said you really thought hard about every word for that final speech. Why did diamond come to your head?
Yeah, I knew that Mackenzie, based on her words, had a pretty one-sided game. Which was when to survive. And it is a way to get to the end, and that's commendable. But I know I had to persuade the jury of how my game is different and better. So I was like, how do I do that? What else do I have? What perspectives can they look at my game? What angles? And as I'm using these words, angles, perspective, how do they view my game? I'm like, it's like a diamond. You could view it different ways. And no matter how you view it, you could say, any angle is beautiful. I thought that the night before. I was like, I think that accurately describes how it's played this season.
Yeah. You and Mackenzie obviously had a very strong bond that became stronger with time. Mm-hmm. And one thing that you guys both really bonded over was religion.
Yeah.
I think some people were wondering, how much do you think religion played a part into like the loyalty that was there, you know, for that final two? She knew most likely she was going to lose to you. And even at one point, it sounded like she was like, this is my second place speech. So.
I think early on, I think that week before, she really was confident about who, no matter who she sat next to, she would win. So, I don't think until we got in our speeches, she started to feel like, oh, I think I may have messed up on this. But we did bond over our faith and bond over our religion. People don't see when you're out of it is you spend 90% of your time in this house. I say 80% of your time in this house living and 20% playing a game. And so 80% was us living life. And part of our life was our faith. And that was real and that was genuine. And you need moments in the house to just be you and breathe, or you can't survive in this house. So that 80% of us bonding over our religion was very true and very real and did connect us. And then there was 20% that was game. And I do think our faith did bond us in a way to where we were willing to be loyal with each other to the end, for sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But that wasn't the only thing. It was time spent. It was when we did, when we protected each other. There's so many other aspects that said, hey, you have my back, I got yours. And we've been dominating since day 45. Nobody deserves to sit in those final two seats but us. So let's make it happen.
The other person who was very loyal to you was Cam. He said he would have taken you to the final two as well. But this trio was getting uncomfy during Janky and all of that. You were confronting him about how he was interacting with other women.
Yeah.
I think there's a big debate on whether that conversation, that friction, was more personal or game for you. Can you give your answer to that?
Yeah, I'd say in full transparency, it was both. Cam and I have had, you know, one-on-one personal conversations, and then some of his actions in the game, I was just like, oh, this doesn't feel like great on a personal level. But since week two, Cam and I have been working together. Since day two, Cam and I have been working together, and we saw day 10, a showman get kicked out the house. We saw day 45, another showman, and both were males that got kicked out first, not the female. I needed Cam in this game. And I told him week one, be careful how close you are with girls, because you will be targeted. So a lot of my conversation with Cam was to protect me. It was to protect me on the game level. Because at the end of the day, I would rather win this game than have a showmance. So that conversation was a little bit of both, but more so, you're putting a target on your back and I need you as a number. So chill out. And that was that. It was more so that perspective.
My last question for you is that, you know, you worked really hard all summer and you just won $750,000. What are you going to do with a portion of that money to treat yourself?
Oh my gosh, to treat myself? I honestly have no, the first thing is so small. I want to get me a nice pair of shoes and, this is what I am going to do to treat myself and Mackenzie. I'm taking her to Italy. We talked about that for the past couple weeks. So we're going to take a 2-week trip to Italy together, enjoy our time. And then I'm going to sleep. That's it.
Nice. All right. Thank you for your time, Chelsea.
Thank you so much.
Congrats.
Thank you.
And excited to see you play again, because that would be very interesting. Hopefully with Cody and Dan, so we have some good shields around you. I don't know.
Down for it.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you.
That's all for my interview with Chelsea Baham, our Big Brother 26 winner. I hope you enjoyed it. I also talked to Mackenzie Manbeck and Cam Sullivan Brown. So check out those interviews. If you're on YouTube, it'll be in the same Big Brother playlist. If you're on the podcast, I'm on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, then it'll be in the same podcast feed. Please like and comment your thoughts if you're on YouTube. And I hope you subscribe so you can meet us back here next summer. We also cover other reality TV shows like Survivor and Love is Blind. So stay tuned with that. And if you're on the podcast apps, please rate Black by Reality 5 stars and leave a review. That's all. Bye.